Geometric Suppose, I think, was a really good example of how EDC took something that other people were putting energy into, generally speaking, the use of computers in education, but more looked at it through another lens, which is, what are the challenges and opportunities for students in learning mathematics? And how might this tool be used to address those issues? So we start with the content issues of learning, cognitive issues, and the content of the discipline, mathematics, and then go from there to saying, what can we do about that? And this is an approach that I think has served EDC very well, because it's really starting from where we want to have the impact, as opposed to, for example, starting with, how can we use this? Mm-hmm. And with the Geometric Supposer, this was a growth over time. First, we focused on what is the mathematics we want to have students really coming to understand, that's important to understand from the standpoint of the discipline of mathematics, and that's been difficult for students. Then we focused on how can we get at that through the use of microcomputers, given the power that tool provided, by doing innovation with respect to building of software of a type that had never been even conceived of. Okay. But then we took that a step further and said, okay, so now, once we have this kind of thing, what do teachers need in order to make good use of this with their students? And so it grew in terms of the surrounding shells, in terms of the materials that students needed, the materials that teachers needed. And that ultimately grew to EDC being in the full-scale curriculum business, because the context kept growing in terms of how do we have the most impact, never losing sight of that goal as we're focusing at any given point on a particular element in that overall picture.